It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Today, I want to share something truly powerful with you. It's about how the divine intervention of God can take your life from ordinary to extraordinary. So, grab your seat and open your heart wide, because this message is about to change your perspective on everything. My dear friends, imagine your life as a book, with each chapter representing a different phase, experience, or season. Right now, you might find yourself in a chapter filled with challenges, obstacles, or uncertainty. It's natural to feel overwhelmed, discouraged, or even hopeless during these times. But here's the thing. Your story doesn't end with this chapter. Just like every great novel, your life has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And while your current chapter might be filled with trials and tribulations, it's important to remember that it's just one chapter in a much larger narrative. Think about some of your favorite stories, the ones that have captured your heart and imagination. Did the protagonist give up when faced with adversity? Did they let their current circumstances define their entire story? No, they persevered, they overcame, and they emerged stronger and wiser than before. Likewise, your current struggles do not define the entirety of your life story. God has a plan for you, a plan filled with hope, purpose, and destiny. He sees the bigger picture, the grand design of your life, and He is working behind the scenes to bring about His perfect will. So, my dear friends, trusting in God's timing can be one of the most challenging aspects of our faith journey, yet it is also one of the most rewarding. It's during those moments when we're anxiously waiting for answers, for breakthroughs, or for change that our faith is truly tested. But in those moments, we must hold fast to the truth that God's timing is always perfect. You see, God operates on a different timeline than we do. While we may desire instant solutions and immediate gratification, God sees the bigger picture. He knows the perfect moment to intervene, the precise time to bring about His plans and purposes in our lives. It's in those seasons of waiting, of apparent silence from heaven, that our trust in God is truly refined. It's easy to become discouraged or disillusioned when it feels like our prayers are bouncing off the ceiling, but we must remember that God is always at work, even when we can't see it. Think back to some of the greatest miracles recorded in the Bible. Each of these incredible acts took place in God's perfect timing. And the same is true for your life. So, even when it feels like God is silent or distant, trust that He is working behind the scenes, orchestrating miracles that are beyond your wildest imagination. His timing is impeccable. And when the moment is right, He will turn the page of your life to reveal something magnificent. Hold on to hope, dear friend, and keep trusting in the One who holds your future in His hands. Your breakthrough may be just around the corner, and when it comes, it will be more beautiful and more profound than you ever dared to dream. Trust in God's timing, for He is faithful, and He will never let you down. Beloved friends, embracing the unknown is a daunting task for many of us. We're creatures of habit, comfort, and certainty. Yet, life has a way of throwing problems at us when we least expect it. It's in those moments of uncertainty, those times when we can't see what lies beyond the horizon, that our faith is truly tested. But here's the thing. God's plan for your life is not limited by your understanding or your ability to see the future. His perspective is far greater, His wisdom far deeper than we can comprehend. And even when the path ahead seems shrouded in darkness, God is there, leading and guiding you every step of the way. Think about it this way. If you knew every twist and turn, every obstacle and detour that lay ahead? Would you truly need faith? Would you truly rely on God to see you through? Probably not. It's in the unknown, in the moments of uncertainty, that our faith is strengthened and our reliance on God deepens. So instead of fearing the unknown, embrace it with open arms. Trust that God is leading you towards something extraordinary, even if you can't see it yet. Every step you take, every decision you make, is guided by His divine hand. And while the journey may be filled with challenges and obstacles, rest assured that God is with you, walking beside you every step of the way. So take that leap of faith. Step into the unknown with confidence, knowing that the God who holds the universe in His hands is also holding your future. Embrace the uncertainty with faith, for in doing so, you open yourself up to the endless possibilities of God's plan for your life. My friends, overcoming adversity, it's a journey we all must take at some point in our lives. No one is immune to challenges, setbacks, or trials. They come in all shapes and sizes, testing our resolve, our faith, and our character. But here's the beautiful truth. You were never meant to face them alone. God never promised us a life free of obstacles. In fact, He made it quite clear that we would face trials and tribulations along the way. But here's the difference. He promised to walk with us through them. He promised to be our strength, our comfort, and our guide in the midst of the storm. Your trials are not meant to break you. They are meant to build you. They are the refining fire that purifies your character, strengthens your faith, and shapes you into the person you were destined to be. So instead of viewing your challenges as obstacles, see them as opportunities for growth and transformation. Stand firm in your faith, knowing that God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. When you feel like you can't go on, when the weight of the world feels too heavy to bear, remember that you serve a God who is greater than any challenge you may face. He is the rock on which you stand, the fortress that will not be shaken. So, don't be afraid to lean on Him in your times of need. He is always there, ready to lend a helping hand and carry you through the storm. Your adversity may be great, but your God is greater. With Him by your side, you can overcome any obstacle that stands in your way. So, in the darkest moments of our lives, it can feel like we've been swallowed whole by the shadows, like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. It's in those moments of despair, when hope seems like a distant memory, that we need to cling to something greater than ourselves. That's where God comes in. He is the light that pierces through the darkness, the beacon of hope that never dims, even in the bleakest of circumstances. When it feels like the world is closing in around you, remember that God's light shines brightest in the darkest places. It's easy to lose sight of hope when you're surrounded by pain, grief, or uncertainty. But hope is not something that can be snuffed out by the darkness. It's something that burns within you, a flicker of light waiting to be ignited. So, hold on to that flicker of hope with everything you've got. Know that God is with you, even in the darkest of nights, guiding you towards a brighter tomorrow. He sees your pain, He hears your cries, and He is working behind the scenes to bring about a new beginning in your life. Your current circumstances may be difficult, but they do not define your future. With God by your side, there is always hope for a better tomorrow. So hold on tight to that flicker of hope, for it is the promise of a new beginning.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
that awaits you on the other side of the darkness. My dear friends, surrendering control, it's a concept that often goes against our natural instincts. We like to be in charge, to have a sense of autonomy and authority over our lives. But here's the truth. Holding tightly to control can actually be a heavy burden to bear. When we cling to control, we're essentially saying to God, "I've got this. I don't need your help." But the reality is, we are finite beings with limited understanding. While God is infinite, omniscient, and omnipotent, His ways are higher than ours, His thoughts far beyond our comprehension. Surrendering control doesn't mean giving up or relinquishing responsibility. It means acknowledging that we are not the masters of our own destiny. It means recognizing that God's plan for our lives is far greater than anything we could ever imagine. Imagine you're driving down a winding road, gripping the steering wheel tightly, trying to navigate every twist and turn. But then you realize that there's someone sitting beside you, someone who knows the road ahead better than you ever could. That someone is God, and He's been waiting for you to let go and let Him take the wheel. When you surrender your will to God, you open yourself up to His divine plan unfolding in your life. You release the burden of trying to figure everything out on your own and trust that God knows what's best for you. So, today, I encourage you to release your grip on the steering wheel of life. Let go of the need to control every outcome, and instead, surrender to the loving hands of a God who knows the way. His plans for you are good. His purposes are perfect. And when you trust Him enough to let Him lead, you'll find a freedom and peace that surpasses all understanding. Beloved friends, embracing transformation is like allowing the sun to rise within your soul, illuminating every corner with its warm, golden light. It's about inviting God into the deepest recesses of your being and allowing Him to do a miraculous work of renewal and restoration. You see, God's intervention goes far beyond simply changing your external circumstances. While He certainly has the power to do that, His ultimate desire is to transform your heart. He wants to take the broken pieces of your life, your past mistakes, your pain, your regrets, and weave them into a beautiful tapestry of redemption and restoration. But here's the catch. Transformation requires surrender. It requires laying down your pride, your fears, your insecurities, and allowing God to work His wonders in your life. It's not always an easy process. In fact, it can be downright painful at times, but the end result is always worth it. When you allow God into your life, He begins a work of renewal from the inside out. He gently removes the old, the worn out, the broken, and replaces it with something new. Something beautiful, something life-giving. So, embrace the transformation that God is doing in your life. Embrace the healing, the growth, the restoration that comes from allowing Him to work in you and through you. Your past mistakes are not the end of your story. They are just the beginning of a new chapter, a chapter filled with grace, forgiveness, and redemption. My friends, as you continue on your journey of faith, it's important to embrace the reality that life is a series of peaks and valleys, highs and lows. There will be moments of triumph and moments of defeat, seasons of joy and seasons of sorrow. But through it all, one thing remains constant: God's unwavering presence by your side. In the highs, when everything seems to be going your way, remember to give thanks to God for His abundant blessings. Cherish these moments, but also remain humble, knowing that every good gift comes from above. In the lows, when you feel like you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, take comfort in the fact that God is with you, walking beside you every step of the way. He is your comforter, your refuge, and your strength in times of trouble. And in the moments of uncertainty, when you're not sure which way to turn or what the future holds, trust in God's guidance. His word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path, illuminating the way forward, even in the darkest of nights. So, as we draw near to the end of our journey together, I want to impart one final truth upon your hearts. God's intervention has the miraculous power to transform your story. Regardless of where you find yourself today, whether in the midst of triumph or trial, God is at work behind the scenes, orchestrating a beautiful narrative of redemption and restoration. In the moments of doubt and uncertainty, may you find solace in the unwavering truth that God's plan for your life is perfect and purposeful. Trust in His wisdom, for He sees the bigger picture, and His ways are beyond our comprehension. Embrace His timing, even when it feels like time is standing still. For in the fullness of time, He will unveil His masterpiece in your life, turning your trials into triumphs and your sorrows into songs of joy. As you journey forward, may you walk confidently in the path that God has set before you. Know that He is with you every step of the way, guiding, sustaining, and empowering you to fulfill your divine destiny. Your story is still being written, so even in the midst of your darkest moments, hold on to hope. Your story is far from over, and God is not finished writing it yet. Trust in His plan, have faith in His timing, and know that He is with you every step of the way. Your beginning may be challenging, but your ending will be nothing short of extraordinary. Now, let us conclude this message with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you today with a humble heart, seeking your divine intervention in my life. Lord, I know that you are a God of miracles, and I believe that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I could ask or think. Father, I ask for a financial miracle in my life. You know the struggles and challenges that I'm currently facing, and I trust that you are able to provide for all of my needs according to your riches in glory. Please, bless me with the resources and opportunities that I need to overcome my financial difficulties and to live a life that is abundant and blessed. Lord, I also ask for your healing touch in my life. You are the great physician, and I know that you are able to heal me of any sickness, disease, or infirmity. I ask that you would touch my body with your healing power and restore me to full health and vitality. Please give me the strength and energy that I need to fulfill your purposes for my life. Finally, Lord, I ask for your guidance and direction in all areas of my life. Help me to make wise decisions and to follow the path that you have set before me. Give me the courage and faith to trust in your plan for my life, even when it seems uncertain or challenging. Thank you, Lord, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I trust in your goodness and your faithfulness, and I know that you are able to do all things. I pray all of these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need when you need them at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.